In this episode of Art Heritage's audio series, I, Tariq Alana, Associate Director of Art Heritage, spoke to Shivaraju B.S., better known in the art world as Cop Shiva. Cop is a photographer whose works encapsulate themes of impersonation and performance. Several of his series have been showcased at Art Heritage since 2012. Before diving into this episode, it may be instructive to look at some of the images on this webpage as well as on our website. Rather than focusing on any one of his series, our conversation was about the core essence of his photography, as well as the journey from being a full-time policeman to being a full-time photographer.
For me, the camera, lens, or megapixel doesn't matter. In my kind of work, you know, then I consider myself as a visual artist and, you know, photographer. So for me, any kind of camera, for me is most important, you know, subject. And then you have to show the life in that picture. You use the technique, visually you not capture, you're not going, the picture is not going to tell the story. No story behind the picture, no meaning behind the picture, then is useless. My work focus, you know, common man. Many great people in this society, they're hidden. Then I wanted to bring throughout my work in a visible and to voice, to show them talent to this world. You know, they're always, you know, I'm focusing. Even when I started my career, even you see, I started documenting one Gandhi impersonator and one MGR impersonator. The one more guy is impersonating different kind of character. And then I worked on that like a street migrants, you know. Then for me, I wanted to show the life from them, you know. Is most of them is neglected, you know, just they're living surrounding us, but we are never looking at them. Then I try to show them life throughout my work. Then I'm doing it that many things I saw in police duty. You know, today, whatever work I'm doing, living as a photographer, the job helped me. Mainly, their job helped me to, help me to develop my eye, and always attentive to the world around. Maybe you can see on some of the things, unusual thing, maybe problematic to society, but I like to witness that. Being in touch with people in any aspect of the life. This is my dream too. I wanted to be an advocate. So I used to dream. I wanted to be advocate, because it couldn't happen for me. I'm not an advocate. Maybe somehow I'm advocating throughout my work to bring voice to these people.
To further unpack why Cop is driven to hidden aspects of society, we looked back to his early childhood and experiences.
I born brought up in small one remote village, close to Bangalore. So one of the Indian greatest film, Shole, filmed in my hometown. I'm so interested about art and culture. Even my village life, like one art. So many folk dance, you know, festivals, music, and many mythological theater group. And lots of hills and beautiful temples surrounding my village. So I didn't get, you know, opportunity to learn formally art, but I grew up surrounded by, you know, great art and vernacular culture. We, in my family, nobody in an art background. Only my grandfather used to act in some mythological theater in long ago when I was a kid. So then I used to go with him to watch some certain mythological theater group. My grandfather used to do in one mythological theater like sometimes two or three roles. When my grandfather transformed into this role, at least he used to get some clap, people start watching him. You know, when he is normal, is not nobody going to look at him. When he transformed, he used to do the role. He used to get attract with people. He used to get attention with people. He used to get clap with people. As a child, that thing is stuck in my mind. So when I started my photography career, and always I'm attracted to this kind of people, the masquerade people. When I see this, my masquerade people, the MGR or Gandhi, I wanted to show these people, you know, I wanted to bring them, bring the light and bring the attention for these people life. The Gandhi work now, you know, then I showed all over the world. At least he got, you know, a bit respect, and especially in his hometown, after exhibitions and catalogs and newspaper cuttings and all things, all the things I'm sending to him, then he's saying, sir, I'm showing everybody, I'm showing all the school children, I'm showing all the school teachers and all things, you know, they're really appreciating. You know, I wanted to see that, you know, that happy voice. At least I'm part of his journey a little. I'm helping him to, you know, show his passion to the world. I studied only 10th standard. When I was 10th standard, my father got sick. Actually, a couple of years, my father is disappeared. He is back when he was sick. Then we have to take care, me and my mother. That time, you know, no money. I finished my 10th standard. I don't have money to go to college. Then I discontinue my school. Then I start working. When I was 15 years old, already I am start working. I used to sell tea in the street. I used to sell boiled egg in the street. I used to sell black ticket near the theater. I used to sell, like, you know, phenol, bleaching powder, door to door. I did many, many things to, you know, to give strength to my family. I eagerly wanted some secure job also to support my family. So, because when I was school, I'm a long distance runner. I'm a good athlete. Then I'm a junior national, 1500 meter. Then because of that quota, when I was 20 year old, I applied for police duty. Then applied for a police application. Then I got the job. I joined police. I was 21 year old.
The path to being a full-time photographer after growing up in a small village and working in a police force for 17 years is not a traditional one. And so I asked Shivaraju B.S. about his transformation to Cop Shiva.
The Karnataka Chitrakala Parishad have a couple of galleries. They're organizing a couple of exhibitions. They're inviting ministers to inaugurate the exhibition. We have to go for a duty to protect them. So generally, the police protection, we have to be there, you know, a couple of hours early. The minister's never coming proper time. Then he come after late 2 hours, 3 hours. Then I used to spend my time. Then that is the opportunity I start looking around the, you know, the art school, and I start checking all the artwork. In that time, then I met this Suresh Jairam, and then he told me about little bit about this, what is this institution and all thing, then what he doing, what kind of place he running. He said, oh, you can come and visit the place. He helped me when I started my career. So he guided me. Then, you know, he's art historian, you know, art. Then he taught me many things. He guided me. Then he gave me lots of ideas also. Then I used to discuss with him about my ideas. And then he used to give me lots of inputs, and you can do this, you can do that, you can do that and all thing. Yeah, because of him also today, because I enter art world because of him.
When I start creating my social media account and when I start creating my email ID, so then we thought, okay, we have to keep sweet and unique and easygoing name. And then Suresh suggested this, you know, this is a Cop Shiva is perfect.
During the one Shanti Road time, then I start helping residency artists, showing around the city. I helping them to do some research and buying art material. And then I start documenting them art practice in Bangalore. That is the turning point. Then I start using small Sony camera and clicking photos. During the time, then I worked many, many great artists. I work with them, I help them to build the project. I start observing them practice very closely. Many things that I used to hear, usually then they used to discuss with other artists and they used to discuss with the director. Once they come to Bangalore, they connect with local art community, and the director used to connect with local art community. They used to do lots of, like, you know, the meetings and interaction. And sometimes they used to organize like a welcoming talk, like an interaction session. Then I used to hear, I learn art like that. So then one point I realized, then I wanted to create my own art. Then I saw many artists work and the way they work, the way they do their research. And I thought, okay, then I wanted to do something. Though initially then I start documenting this artist practice in Bangalore. So then after a couple of, I used to take in between some other things also, whatever I like also. So I used to give it to them. I give it to them back because they wanted documentation in them practice, in them art practice in Bangalore. Then I used to show my picture also. Okay, you see this. I took this picture. I took this man. I took this land. I took this building. I took this animal and all thing. You know, that is the feedback they used to tell me. Because usually you show the picture, everybody is, oh, it's good, beautiful. Okay, it's nice. And that kind of feedback I used to get. I saw Pushpamala's one body of work she created. Then I assisted her as a production manager. So in that point, then my thought means like, then I already start clicking photos in my small camera. Then when I worked with her, then again one more time she invited me to help her project. Then she's my, like, you know, in art world, she influenced me, the Pushpamala. The way she work and the way she prepare and the dedication. Because I can see my grandfather to Pushpamala, the dedication, the way they, 100% dedication about the work.
With clarity about the thrust of his work and his past, we moved on in this final section of this episode to understanding the future projects that Kop is working on.
I remember my grandfather dreamed to act as a Shri Krishna. So he couldn't get that role. Then he used to tell me, then when you grow, then you have to do main role. You know, don't do it in a small role. So now one of my current project, then, you know, now I'm bringing back my childhood memory and I'm collaborating with my mother. And then I want to bring, you know, my grandfather, some of the, you know, things he used to tell me how to do this and all thing. In that project, I'm planning to adopt some of the mythological role in a main role. Maybe I want to make my grandfather proud now. Today, whatever I am, you know, I remember, you know, my mother and my grandfather, so influence. Because of them today, you know, the energy and the power and the way I worked before, you know, public service as a police. And now I'm pursuing my artistic journey, you know, because of them. So is everything possible, you know, you don't need educational background, but you need guts, then you need dedication. Is everything possible?
With that inspiring message, we conclude this episode. Kop's works can be found on our website at artheritagegallery.com or by emailing us at ahg@artheritagegallery.com. His works are also available on our Artsy page. Stay tuned for more episodes of Art Heritage's audio series. We'll post them on our Instagram page. Until then, stay safe.